This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so nobody talks about this, but while people are going through their New Year's resolutions or they're trying to quit smoking or quit drinking or quit drugs or rehab, one of the things we tell individuals to do if they are going through these, changes and things for their health is to make sure you include more social aspects to your life. Get out there, do things. Don't just stay home and drink and smoke or whatever. Get out there. Well, how do people do that if their friends are doing what they're trying to quit from? So you're trying to get off alcohol, or you're trying to get off drugs, or you're trying to get off smoking, and you want to hang out with your friends, and what ends up happening? Well, they do drugs, they smoke, and so you end up isolating. You end up going, you know what, I just don't want the temptation, so I'll just stay home and I'll watch TV. Now, on the flip side, friends sometimes don't know what to do. So you may have friends that go, oh, wait a second, we're going to go out after work and drink. Well, don't invite Bobby, because Bobby is going to rehab. So don't invite him. And then what ends up happening is that's a double whammy. Now your friends are avoiding you. Your friends aren't inviting you out. And here you are, you're trying to do a good thing, but you're isolated. And it makes it worse. And so I think we need to just school everybody involved. So number one, if you have a good friend, all right, you know, and you are open to talking to them and having them help you with this, I think it's a great, great idea to let them know what's going on so they don't think you are isolating them because for some other reason, oh, they're jealous of me or they're in love with my spouse or they're whatever. Yeah, you don't let them know what's going on. Say, look, you know, I'm trying to drink less or I'm giving up alcohol. So I want to hang with you. I just can't drink. Now, your friend may be like, oh, man, so I can't drink. No, you do whatever you want. But if I feel tempted, I might have to, I might have to hang out with you on non-alcohol things, like when we go hiking or if we go camping or if we go bowling or something like that. So one is communicate that so they don't think that it's them. Make sure, some people might not want their friends to know. They might not want their friends to know. And so I've talked to patients about this. One of my patients had said that at work there's this sort of culture of, we all drink. And if you don't go out and drink and hang with them, you don't fit in. I go, well, then say you're on a diet. Or say your doctor wants you to watch your liver a little closer. So you got to hold off. So you want to drink, but you want to hang with them, but you're going to have the mocktail or you're going to get some iced tea or something like that. I mean, most people don't care. You don't necessarily have to then go into your life story. But you could say, look, the calories, okay, I've been losing weight, cutting back on alcohol. I want to kind of go with this. Trust me, I'd love a beer, but it's working for me. So I'm hanging with you, but I'm going to keep. Now, of course, don't order, 7 mozzarella sticks, but there's always ways to kind of work around that. But, going through rehab or trying to minimize exposures to things is difficult because you don't necessarily want to involve everybody. You don't want to feel like you're ruining their fun. I had a friend that said, look, I want to do dry January. This was a couple years ago. I go, you know what? I don't want a drink. I don't need the calories. I don't need to. You're helping me too. You know, sometimes you could, as a friend, turn it into, this is something we could do together. You know, or let me help. And I got to admit, those people who go through rehab, they don't get the credit they deserve. You know how hard that's got to be? If somebody told me I could never have chocolate cake again, and then somebody's eating chocolate cake in front of me, and I have to not think about it, that's difficult. That is, I couldn't imagine. And mind you, you know, you don't see ads for chocolate cake all the time. You see ads for alcohol. You see ads for beer. You see ads for, or you see movies where people are smoking. Maybe you don't see the tobacco ads as much anymore. You know, but you see everybody on the bus or the subway vaping. You're tempted a lot. And so those physicians and providers who do, and therapists who provide rehab, they got their work cut out for them because there are a lot of triggers. But for people to be successful, they need a good support system. And that support system needs to understand and not isolate them. Yeah, and also, you don't want to make it awkward. Going, okay, Bobby's coming over, so everybody drink now. Do your shots now before they come over. Everybody come on, we'll drink it up, and then we'll hide the alcohol. And then we just, okay, and now you guys are all, that doesn't help either. You know, but the friends do need to have a conversation about how do we do this, because the last thing we want to do is make them feel awkward, make them feel like crap, make them feel isolated. And so, you know, there are things you could do. You always also give the person the option. See, people are afraid to talk to the person who's undergoing rehab because they think that just the conversation of it is going to turn them back. Nobody wants to be responsible for somebody's relapse. So let's say a bunch of people are going out after work. You're going to feel inclined, well, I don't want to say something, because if they end up drinking, it's my fault that they relapsed. It's not. If anybody relapses, it's their fault. So what you need to do is communicate with the person on what do they want. How can you help? Do they want to know when everybody's hanging out so they get invited and included? Or do they not want to know? Now, some people going through rehab is, look, when you guys are all, you know, lighten up and whatever, I don't want to know about it. Okay. Then we'll follow your advice. If that ever changes, you let us know. Okay? Because we don't want to keep you left out. But if they're like, no, I want to go with you guys. I want, keep me posted. Or give me an option to say no. But we have to communicate with people, and we feel like if we even talk about it, we're going to make them relapse. That's not the case. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I have been very, very fortunate to, I don't think I've ever paid interest on my credit card. And the reason why is I hardly put stuff on my credit card unless I know I could pay it off at the end of the month. And I think I did that because, you know, when my family was poor and we grew up most years struggling, I remember my father saying, I asked my dad, you know, are you going to get a Visa or MasterCard? I forget if it was a commercial I was watching. And he's like, no, because if I can't afford it, I can't afford it. Why would I put it on a card? I still have to pay for it. If it's something I can't afford, I'm not going to buy it. And I've always kind of, you know, still held firm with that, too. Now, mind you, you know, you buy a house. Yeah, you obviously can't afford it. Thank God you could take a loan. I can't buy a car. I have to, you know, borrow for that. But if there's a blouse I want or some makeup. Okay, if I can't afford it, I don't buy it. So why would I put more on a credit card than I need to? Now, the credit card companies got smart because they knew there were a lot of us doing that, where we would get the credit card, put off payments for a month, pay off. And so, they weren't, how do they make their money? Well, they need to entice you to spend on their credit card. Triple points, Discover, you get money back, Capital One points. And so my husband and I, let's say we want to take a trip, we will use the credit card for the airline tickets, obviously, because we don't pay cash, you know, that kind of cash. And we'll use a credit card for that. Or we'll use, well, then, if you can't pay it off, now you're paying interest. Well, my husband and I will never, right, take a trip or plan a trip that we can't afford or we don't have money for. We just don't want to owe on the credit card. Well, apparently, Americans and credit card debt is astonishing. And credit card debt is the most common type of debt, more than mortgage, more than car, according to the Federal Reserve. 45% of families indicated that they had an outstanding balance on their cards after making their most recent payment. Among those who owe, the median family had at least $2,700 on their credit card, which is lower than I would have expected, but still. Now, credit card companies also know how to entice you. Minimum payment of $11. All you have to do is pay us $11. Yeah, but then you get hit with 18% interest on your balance. So I don't know if a lot of people understand the racket that credit cards can be. And so for me, how I get around the racket is I just don't use them unless I have to. Or if I think I'm going to be able to pay it off before the interest starts. So like if I go grocery shopping, I'll put it on the credit card, and then I'll make sure that I have a recurring payment of that credit card where my bank will pay it off, you know, in the next week or two. Unfortunately, I think many people are owing on money that's interest. So the Motley Fool does a piece on this, and they suggest that you try not to, avoid paying interest charges. And so they say that if you are one of the 45% of people carrying a credit card balance, dealing with this debt should come first. So if the average credit card interest rate is 21.47%, but you have a car interest payment of 4%, you obviously got to get those credit cards down first. Now, there are personal loans you could take. They suggest that there are some personal loans that you could get from your bank for 12.35%. That would still be way better than your 21% credit card. Now, many of you will say, no, it doesn't make sense because to get a loan, you still have loan fees. Well, just do the math. It's just simple math. If you are not going to be able to pay off a credit card debt and you have 21%, 22% financing, and you could get a smaller loan that's cheaper, you will save money. Credit cards have to be paid off first. And also, try to avoid spending on your credit card. Now, there is an article that was written on the extraneous spending that many Americans do. And these researchers looked at what we spend on Netflix, on what we spend on our streaming services. And apparently, they say we are spending an extra $3,000 a year we don't need to. They say the average American spends almost $3,400 a year on internet, phone, and TV. I think it's even higher. My phone is a lot more expensive than that. But they said if you look at that over a 60-year period, the average American could be spending about $200,000 on media. Now, I think with inflation, that's even going to go up and be higher. Remember when Disney Plus, it was only $7.99? Now Disney Plus is, I think, up to $13.99. So, trust me, that money goes up. But it's an interesting article. This was findings by reviews.org and reported by Daily Mail, because people are always asking, how do I retire? How do I sock away a few hundred thousand for retirement? Well, you could sock it away if you subtract something you're already spending. Now, I get it. If, you know, my husband says, well, we need to put money away, we need to save money. Now, I know how to save money, squirrel money away, but a lot of people don't. And so they go, look, I'm living paycheck to paycheck, so I cannot put money away. Was it Dave Ramsey who suggested 15% of your income you invest? Most of us don't have that extra, you know, 15% of our income after taxes and everything is still going to mortgage or rent. But if you say, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to actively take this $100 a month that I am paying for these extras, and I am directly putting that into a separate account, that will build. You know, some people are like, well, I cut this streaming service and I'm still paycheck to paycheck. Well, because you ended up spending it on something else. You know, and everybody says you need to budget, you need to budget. You know, they're right about that. Numbers don't lie. Numbers are pretty easy to follow. If you're bringing in $5,000 a month, your mortgage is $3,000 a month, let's say. Your car payment is $500 a month. Your food is $1,000 a month. You know, I mean, you'll be able to bring down the numbers. You'll be able to see what you have. People that don't budget spend. Well, you know, one of the reasons why Weight Watchers is such a successful diet is because it forces you to budget and be aware of what the calories are. It's a numbers game. Or they have a points game. They go, look, you have this amount of points to use. If you go over the points, you lose points later in the week. Now, with money, the money just runs out, unless, of course, you just pilot it onto your credit card. But with the diet, if you don't stick to the points, you end up gaining weight. If you stick to the points, you could lose the weight. So if the average household spends about $1,000 on internet a year, $793 on a mobile plan, $660 on streaming services, $962 on cable, you're already at about an extra $3,400 a year. Now, we all need our phones. We need, you know, to be able to access internet. But maybe we need to do our TV subscriptions smartly. You know, you used to be able to get cable. So somebody had written on Facebook, why don't we bundle all these streaming services and call it something like cable? But no, the way it is now is you need to pay for Apple TV. You need to pay for Prime. You need to pay for Netflix, Paramount, Peacock. I would have loved to see the Chiefs game, but I would have to subscribe to Peacock. Peacock is what, another $11.99 a month? No. You know, if I buy cable, I should be able to get the games. I should be able to get what I need to. And so, you know, I think this should be the year that if you haven't been budgeting, if you haven't been rethinking some of the stuff you're buying, if you haven't been couponing, coupon for crying out loud. You know how much money you could save? I know it seems old school and you don't want to look like you're, you know, being like your grandma. And I know, but honestly, if that money is something that could go for your future, why the hell not? And maybe what you should do is if you have good friends and neighbors or family, one of you get the Netflix, because you're not supposed to share, right? One of you get Netflix, one of you get Apple TV. And when there is a show that you guys want to see, all right, that's the night you go to their house or they come to your house. And you figure it out, and you set it up, but you save the money. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Cold, cold, and more cold. A brutal Arctic blast moving across the U.S., bringing heavy snow, wind, and ice, along with record-breaking dangerous low temperatures. About 79% of the U.S. can see below freezing temps today and tomorrow. Despite the weather, voters will be making their way to the polls in Iowa for the first official day of voting in the Iowa caucuses. Fani Willis, the Fulton County, Georgia district attorney who brought charges against former President Donald Trump on election interference, claims allegations that have been brought against her of having an improper romantic relationship with a prosecutor were made because they are black. Two Navy SEALs have been reported missing off the coast of Somalia since Thursday. That search still ongoing. Corey Myers, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a worry I have, you know, I don't get worried too much, but one thing that I am nervous about is if, God forbid, I need to go to the hospital, there won't be a bed that I'll be able to have. That they'll say, sorry. You know, we've taken for granted all these decades that if you get sick, you go to the hospital and you get admitted and you get a room. You might have to share a room, but there'll be nurses, there'll be a bed, there'll be IVs, there'll be a ventilator. And we learned pretty quickly during the COVID hit in 2020 that that's not the case. Americans were being told to not come in, to stay home. People were being kicked out of the hospital, sent back to the nursing home, only to infect other people at the nursing home and they die. We were told we don't have enough ventilators. It's not just in America. One of my friend's family members in Mexico didn't have the money to pay to stay in the hospital and get oxygen, so was kicked out. This is, you know, not what America is supposed to be about. We have hospitals. The beds are supposed to be just sitting there open waiting for us. Well, that's not the case. Why isn't it the case? Well, one is there's not enough hospitals for the population we have, and the population keeps coming, keeps growing. We don't have the healthiest of individuals coming across the border, and Americans themselves aren't the healthiest. We're not taking care of ourselves. We're not going to the doctor. We're not getting regular checkups. We're not getting regular cancer screens. We're now just using telemedicine as our primary care. And by the time somebody does need something, they're already ready for the hospital. If you think that there's going to be a hospital bed with your name on it, you're in trouble. So what do we do? Well, I don't want to sit and complain. Keep moving. We got to do something. So one option is bringing the hospital to you. Now, if you would say that, you'd be like, well, that's impossible. The reason why there's a hospital is there's a lot of, you know, measures and benchmarks and requirements. But we have been doing home health for a while now, and I think we need to really expand it. And we need to maybe teach people how to make a part of their house hospital ready. Because if you can't get a bed in a hospital, can you get IV fluids at home? Can you be monitored at home? You know, I mean, if we're doing telemedicine and you're calling me on Christmas Day and I am either over the phone or over video talking to you, I'll be asking you, well, what's your blood pressure? Can you check your pulse oximeter? Now, it's not as good as you being in person. But I got to tell you, I was able to take care of a lot of people, even if it was limitedly. And so if somebody does need IV fluids or they need something less, less, shall we say, severe, are we going to be able to convert our homes and apartments to areas where you could care for somebody so they're not just dying and not getting hospital care? Can we have companies that will come to you and do IV fluids? Can your cardiologist have equipment that they could send a tech to hook up to you and then attach remotely? Look at how we can now get our blood sugars through sensors and these continuous glucose monitors. And we can, through sensors, see on our phones and then share that with our doctor. It's, again, it's not as good as being there in the hospital, but it's better than dying. So in-home care might need to really expand faster than it is. Fox News is reporting that Massachusetts General Brigham researchers found positive outcomes among home patients. But, of course, there needs to be federal funding. Right now, the feds are supplying hospitals as long as they did vaccine mandates and all the other things that they had required for hospitals to get money. So, you know, how do you get funding to go to a person's house? But the shift to in-home care began during COVID in March 2020 when the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services launched their acute hospital care at-home waiver program. The program enables hospitals to receive the same reimbursement for home care as they would for patients who are treated in actual facilities. Now, since the program's launch, hundreds of hospitals in 37 states have implemented home care for thousands of patients. One of those was Mass General. Their network is in downtown Boston. They launched their health care at home program in 2016. Their home hospital is one of the largest in the country, serving 66 neighborhoods from five of their facilities. Since its launch, the program has had over 2,400 home hospital admissions, translating to more than 12,700 acute care bed days saved, which is a lot. That really opens things up. Now, I know some of you are thinking, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, they're going to do these so they could use the hospitals for migrants and Americans have to stay home. I am hoping that this could help everybody, and I am hoping the hospitals could be there for everybody. But, you know, there are some benefits to not being in the hospital. One thing I learned as a student and a resident is if somebody can at all be out of that hospital and at home, away from all the other illnesses and nosocomial infections, we call them, infections you get at work, to do it. Discharge them and get them home and set up for home health, either a nurse coming there or social work. Now, we struggled with that because still there weren't enough staffing for people to come to your house. But wow. Yeah, I mean, you know, when I had my surgery, I could have stayed overnight at the hospital. But they said you could go home once you walk around and pee and you don't throw up. So I busted my ass to be able to walk so I could get out of the hospital. If you're at home, you might want to walk more. It's your home. You might be more willing to, I mean, in a hospital, you're naked. Your butt is showing out of the gown. And we do that because we don't want to sit there when we have to do catheters or things like that, take, you know, Spanx off. It's easier if you're naked. But now you don't have to, you know, so a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to walk around the hospital and everybody see my tushy. But now you're going to walk around your house. And so I think there are a lot of benefits. Now, some people say, but people have bad habits. They'll smoke. Okay, well, you can't. You can't smoke around your home oxygen. Can't be doing that. Can't be drinking alcohol with your medications. They'll also have to look and see what's going to happen with liability. So patients can't sue you if they end up getting an infection at home because they're at home and not at a hospital. You know, I mean, unless they wanted to be in the hospital and you wouldn't let them. So this home care, I think, will expand. And it might free up some of the hospitals. And it might even help with care. But there are going to be individuals who have got to get, who've got to be admitted, and they are going to need ICU care, et cetera. This is not something that can be done at the home. But let's say you have a cellulitis of the leg, and you need to be on IV antibiotics. You could do IV antibiotics at home. And then somebody checks the wound. They check your blood. So you have somebody come to the house, draw your blood. You know, check the wound. And the reason why this might be doable is when you're in the hospital, how often do you see your doctor? Now, doctors used to round in the morning, round in the afternoon, round before you would go to bed or before they went to bed. Now, some people are saying they only see their doctor once or twice, if at all, in a week. Well, then if the doctor's not physically there anyway and they're only going by the parameters, then what if, you know, we're able to kind of work with home? So it's an interesting thought. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all. Thank you for all tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, this is an absolute huge embarrassment. We are being told that hundreds of thousands of U.S. patients are harmed or die each year because of medical mistakes. And on top of that, the medical mistakes are being made more on women and minorities, where they are 30% more likely to be misdiagnosed than white men. Now, people ask me, how can that be? Now, I mean, in medical school and in training, and I mean, I teach you all, men and women present differently.
with medical issues. They could be very, very different in terms of heart disease. A man might have the chest pain, the left side of chest pain, the left arm pain. But I've had women with heart disease where they were nauseous. Or they had a toothache. Men could also, of course, have nausea in that. But some women may not have the typical classical symptoms. So if a woman comes in short of breath, nauseous, we have to check their heart. Now, all students should know that. All residents should know that. Why would that be getting missed? Now, people are concerned that racism pervades medicine even more so than any other industry. And I cannot fathom a doctor going up to a patient and thinking that I am going to treat you differently or I'm going to think less or let you go home and die because of you're a woman or your race. I told you, I took care of somebody in the ER who had this big swastika tattooed to his chest. I wanted him alive and, you know, well, and then leave the emergency room so I could take care of the next patient. Not big deal, you know. That's what he believes in. That's who he is. I have a job to fix people no matter how ridiculous they be, whatever their creed is, whatever. I can't imagine a doctor saying, oh, you know what? I'm going to stop. And I'm just going to not think about what you... I just can't... you would really have to work hard at not giving proper care. It's ingrained in you. Well, apparently, a woman named Charity Watkins, 30 years old, went to her obstetrician because she said that she had trouble catching her breath on a stairway. Well, I've taught you guys that. Having trouble breathing on stairs could be your heart. Got to get your heart checked. They say her obstetrician said postpartum depression probably caused the weakness and fatigue. What? No OB should ever be blowing off dyspnea, which is difficulty breathing, postpartum. It could be a blood clot, like a pulmonary embolism. It could be heart disease. So I'm actually surprised that they would call that weakness and fatigue. Now, Charity Watkins is black. She also complained of a cough. So then the doctor said it was the flu. 8 weeks after delivery, she thought she was having a heart attack. Her husband took her to the emergency room. They were at a North Carolina hospital for 5.5 hours. And then she returned home to nurse her baby without seeing a doctor. Why didn't a doctor see her if she thought she was having a heart attack? A physician examined her 3 days later and noticed that her legs and stomach were swollen, a sign that her body was retaining fluid. She finally got a chest x-ray, and the doctor diagnosed her with heart failure. Now, the heart and lungs should have been checked day one. I don't understand. How did it go this long? So, Watkins is apparently one of 12 million adults misdiagnosed every year in the U.S. In a study published January 8th in JAMA Internal Medicine, researchers found that nearly 1 in 4 hospital patients who died or were transferred to intensive care had experienced a, quote, diagnostic error. Nearly 18% of misdiagnosed patients were harmed or died. Now, in this case, is it because the doctor never saw her? Is it that only a nurse saw her? But most nurses could identify cardiac disease. So according to the British Medical Journal Quality and Safety Periodical, or newspaper, NBC News reports that 795,000 patients die a year or are permanently disabled because of misdiagnosis. And women, racial and ethnic minorities are 20 to 30% more likely than white men to experience a misdiagnosis. So researchers are calling for urgent, you know, attention to this. And the misdiagnosis could be 1.5% of heart attacks to 17.5% of strokes, 22.5% of lung cancers. So, okay, on one end, we're looking at this going, well, these doctors must be absolute idiots. But is there something else that's not that obvious happening? So, for me, if you're having any trouble breathing, I'm doing an EKG and a chest x-ray to start. Well, what if you have a woman who says, I don't know if I'm pregnant, or I'm trying to become pregnant,
So the urine pregnancy test might not always pick it up. Does the hospital go, well, I need to do a chest x-ray on you. You know, let me do a blood pregnancy test first. Or do they go, you know, if you aren't feeling that bad, your oxygen's good, I'll save you the radiation. And we won't x-ray you. I mean, is it something a little less obvious that's going on? You know, is it that some people don't have insurance? So you're like, okay, honestly, I got to make sure you don't have heart failure. We're going to do an echo of the heart. We're going to do chest x-ray, EKG. I'm going to get cardio to come in. No, I got a huge deductible. No. Is it because many women and minorities are on Obamacare, and Obamacare has huge deductibles? I don't know. But I find it hard to believe that we have that bad, medical professionals that are completely blowing off. Anybody who's worked in ER knows all the subtle signs of heart disease. Like I said, I worked in an ER right after, while I was actually in residency, so after medical school graduation, some guy had a toothache. And for the love of me, I couldn't figure out why that tooth was bothering him. The gum looked fine, the tooth looked fine, so I did an EKG, it turned out he was having a heart attack. And it was going to the tooth. I mean, most of us that have practiced know that there's real subtle things, and not being able to navigate a flight of stairs, hands down, you got to check the heart and also the lungs. So, you know, what's going on here? Yeah, I mean, is it that there are racial disparities in our coverage? No, is it that there's, I just don't understand. Anybody with these symptoms, you have to do. Now, one thing that I do notice is sometimes we give everybody the same medicine and we don't understand that there are certain changes that some people may physiologically have between women and men, you know, and between Black and Caucasian, where there's better blood pressure medications for some than others. And maybe it's that we're not understanding that. But, medical errors, and we talk about medical errors on the show. Nobody should be cutting off the wrong leg. Nobody should be misreading a mammogram. Nobody should be not noticing signs of heart disease. That just shouldn't be happening. And the fact that it is means we have undertrained people. I mean, how do you miss lung cancer? We have guidelines now that say you could CAT scan people if they smoked. Is it because we're telling people not to come in that it might just be COVID? Now, I told you one medical error is I don't think these rapid COVID tests are picking up COVID that well anymore. We need to make those better. So this obviously, somebody needs to explain what the hell is going on. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.